Now from Hollywood and one of the nation's largest private record collections, here's America's popular music with your commentator, Andy Mansfield.
The 1 o'clock jump, theme melody of the band that never stopped swinging since it started over 20 years ago, Count Basie and his orchestra. William Count Basie is a Kansas Cityan by adoption, for he was born August 21st, 1906, and started his music career as a drummer in Red Bank, New Jersey. As a pianist with a roadshow in the late 20s, Bill found himself stranded in KC, where he played piano in silent movie houses. Later, he played with Walter Page's Blue Devils, and finally the Tops, Benny Moten's orchestra, with whom he recorded Lafayette in 1932.
Thank you.
Basie took over the band after Benny Moten's death in 1935. And from this group, known as Jones Smith Incorporated, came the Count Basie Quintet, with its personnel consisting of Count Basie at the piano, Joe Jones on drums, Carl Smith trumpet, Lester Young tenor sax, and Walter Page bass. Here's their first Vocalion recording of October 9th, 1936, Shoeshine Boy. Lady Be Good, made at that same session 22 years ago, features a very meaty solo by Lester Young in the style that many other later tenor men were to imitate, plus some nice trumpet here by Carl Smith, and of course, those choice Basie piano passages for Lady Be Good. Thank you. Jumping at the Woodside was written by Count Basie in 1936 when a much bigger band was rehearsing at that New York hotel. His August the 22nd, 1938 recording featured Earl Warren's lead alto, Buck Clayton's muted trumpet, Lester Young's tenor, and, of course, Herschel Evans' clarinet for Jumpin' at the Woodside. Here's a great Basie big band head arrangement that was dreamed up on the spot and which turned out to be one of Basie's best of 1938. That'll be Young on the intro, followed by Clayton's horn. And, of course, the Count's piano interlude is one of his best on wax, and the band swings mightily against great rhythm for this original recording of Every Tub. We'll be right back. recorded October 13th, 1937, is another great Basie arrangement. It features some fine Waller-type Basie piano and a trombone solo with Benny Morton at his remarkable and amazing best. Bill Basie was given the name Count by a Kansas City radio announcer one night when he was broadcasting from the old Reno Club. The announcer had heard about Goodman, the King of Swing. He'd heard about the Duke of Ellington. And so he announced the next number with the music world so full of royalty. Here is Count Basie and his orchestra playing Doggin' Around. Thank you. Continuing with the Count Basie story, Lester Leaps In is a tune that will always be associated with Basie's great tenor man, Lester Young. This is the original recording of the tune, made in September 1939, when Count Basie's Kansas City 7 personnel was composed of Wells, Young, Clayton, Basie, Green, Page, and Jones. Lester Leaps In. One of the fine Count Basie piano solos with his great rhythm section is Red Wagon. Note especially the Count's use of repeated notes in the middle chorus, and of course the familiar walking bass of Walter Page for Red Wagon. Roseland Shuffle was another early Basie composition, written when he made his first appearance in the East at the famous Roseland Ballroom just off Times Square in New York, and which the Count recorded June 22, 1937. In addition to being one of Count Basie's most relaxed and lovely melodies, Blue and Sentimental was always the standard showcase for the late Herschel Evans' warm, emotional tenor sound. On this June 6, 1938 recording, the growl trumpet is by Big Ed Lewis, who, by the way, played first trumpet, but he played very little jazz. And, of course, the clarinet is Lester Young's. Thank you. Basie's waxing of Cherokee, recorded February 2nd, 1939, filled both sides of a 10-inch disc, featuring solos by Young, Morton, and, of course, Basie. The familiar-sounding, flaring, derby brass sounds were later adopted by Glenn Miller from his favorite band, Count Basie's. Today, after more than 20 years, the Basie Band is still swinging as it did of old, and of course it's establishing new records wherever it appears. In its personnel of 5 sacks, 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, and 4 rhythm, only the Count and guitarist Freddie Green represent the old original organization. Of course, that means the others are young. They're newcomers. But they seem to have grasped the basic Basie idea from the kid from Red Bank, or what used to be known as Red Bank Boogie. Kid from Red Bank. And he's come a long way, this man, Count Basie. We have just one more Basie original in closing this tribute to him. Thank you. As we close the gates to the Kingdom of Swing, this is Andy Mansfield inviting you to be with us again next week for another program of America's Popular Music.
America's Popular Music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Thank you.